Lars Ghost.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, making his way to the microphone. The Slayer from Maya. Dan!
Good evening. You're about to witness something spectacular.
And his opponent, standing a lofty less than 6 foot. Me, Shane. Yay.
Big pop from the home crowd.
Way! Yeah.
Frosty reception for Dan. Pop for Shane.
We're going to be commentating over the January the 1st, 2015 edition of NXT. So, if you have it, I don't know, do they still do DVRs?
If you want to set your Betamax, get ready for this jelly.
Or if you want to be like my granny, actually get one of those old-timey film recorders and like just point it at the TV screen.
Shout at it until it works.
Yeah. Get everyone in just so we can watch it at the same time. Then by all means, do so. I think, and actually you could probably find it on the WWE Network for just $9.99. Which...
You say just. It's actually quite a lot.
It actually is. $9.99 a month just for wrestling, I mean...
Good God, some people are struggling to put food on their families.
Food on their families? Because they don't have any plates, so the cleanest place in the house is their children.
Like otters. Eat off their tummies.
Ooh. Of course, people can't afford prostitutes.
No.
Which is, no. Shame on them. Anyway, here it comes. Lucha Dragons. That's your first match. It's Luchadors.
Oh, that's cool. Are they?
They're the tag team champions. Currently.
Are they real Lucha? I bet he is.
Yeah. He looks Lucha.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they're hiding the trampoline that they have by this side.
I bet they use the spring in. The thing is, though, is that one of them, I can't remember which one, it's the one in the back, the one with, like, the full face mask, that's Sin Cara.
Okay.
And he's actually the second Sin Cara that they just replaced the first guy.
Oh, okay. Just cloned him.
Yeah, just got another guy and then just put the same mask on him. And then that was pretty much it. Which, you know, is one way to do it. These two guys are, was it Jason Jones? No, Jason Jones. Well, there's their names are. Jason Jordan and Ty Dillinger. They've got no gimmick at all.
No gimmick.
That's it. That's their, you know, they've got matching pants.
We're in a tag team. We're in fairly good shape.
Yes, although one seems to be in far better shape than the other. Or at least one of them looks at, they like wants the six pack and the other one's just like, oh, I've got muscles, that's good enough.
Yeah, lazy.
Oh,
not like me, I've been working hard to get this.
Get the scunted body. The thing, I don't like luchas.
You don't?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because I mean, I like watching them in ring. But the fact is, right, okay, he's kind of cheating, I suppose, because you can see the bottom of his mouth, right? But Sin Cara in the background, behind Little Nitch, you don't know, if he gets hit, you don't know if he's selling it or not.
Yeah.
You know? So dynamic and exciting. That's quite nice, I suppose. You know, like, I like stuff like that, but, like, how do I know the drama? Where's the drama?
They're usually very good at, like, good air there.
Tony Hawk, that would be, like, what, 600 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he'd done a kickflip or something.
Should have, yeah. You fool, should have added an indie nosebone.
Oh, you silly twat. And if he'd manualed once he hit the ground,
we could have gone all around the ring.
And as soon as you get on the edge there and start grinding,
that's actually quite rude. And he's actually mistaken, it seems, Mexico,
mm-hmm. not
for Asia.
Yes.
I don't believe they bow to each other like that anywhere in South America. So he's
no, because you'd get shot in the face. I mean, that's the best way. Maybe not that given night at our evolution, but I mean, it has worked for them in the past. Yeah, and are we talking about the vaudevillains? Yeah.
They seem to be quite vocal, I think, when they get hit.
I suppose that maybe doesn't. You see, I suppose luchas probably work better. Oh, that was a good little kick to the face. I suppose luchas probably do better actually in small matches like this as opposed to huge arenas where you can't hear anything.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Oh, I think he's actually fucking with his mask as well. That's the odd thing as well, is that the mask slipped. You're like, well, I'm blind now. Rest hold.
Have you seen that video where Laparca gets knocked into the crowd, into a chair, and this guy tries to take his mask off from behind, and he just gets
Socks him in the face, yeah. Oh! You're
messing with their masks. Oh, hero tag.
Oh, boom. Hero tag.
Yeah, you like that? Just came up with that.
Yeah. Trademarked. Oh, botch. Botch. Oh, that was awful. Oh, it was atrocious.
All of you, get out of the ring. Get out. Oh, I said get out.
What are you still doing here? Suicide Dave. Actually, that was quite nice. Suicide Dave. But happens all the time. I mean, and they're incredibly dangerous. You know, oh, look, another. Jeez, your man shite. Ty Dillinger? Yeah, Ty Dillinger is fucking useless. I suppose he did that, but
that's pretty cool.
That was two botches in a row.
I think they're very good at not hammering the fuck out of each other when they do moves. The lucha guys. So, and maybe they just spend more time learning how to take like 6 foot drops. I suppose you can
6 foot drops. Oh, here they come.
Oh, well, you just got healed, son.
You've been healed.
Take it.
I love how the camera is like zoom, 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 zoom. Oh, right. Yeah.
What's he wearing there?
Oh, which one?
The guy is wearing like a...
Oh, yeah, he's wearing like an Andre the Giant style singlet. Yeah, he's supposed to be a strong man.
Ah, okay.
They're the vaudevillains.
Ah, excellent.
So... Look at them. Although so far they, at the start they were brilliant because they were kind of like gentleman heels.
Yeah.
Whereas now they're just straight up heels.
No.
And what the hell? Did you see that? He just went through the women's rope.
Heel move.
Oh, heel move going through the women's rope.
Oh, they won't like effeminate people there.
I suppose.
I tell you what, these guys seem kind of nimby pimby. I don't like it.
They're in there. Full Sail University in Florida, somewhere in Florida. So, I don't know, maybe they'd be a lot more liberal down there.
Who knows? Do you reckon... Yeah, probably a university town would be pretty good. Do you reckon those guys are, like, watching, like, old, like, vaudeville movies for, like, inspiration, or do they hate it?
I don't think that they do it that much. This is... Alright, so you got... Bald MC.
On the left. A white dude with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Is he white?
He is. CJ Parker.
Oh.
He's a fucking hippie. He was the one that did that, okay, broke your boy's nose.
That was disgusting. That was fucking disgusting.
That was good.
I can see he's a hippie because he's got the world.
Yes, and it's a rawhide vest. Actually, shouldn't that be...
Yeah. Against his, well, being generous with a lot of hippies here, They're quite muddled in what they believe.
That's one way of doing it. Right, so this is Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. We have the best entrance outside of like
Soft
the Boston. Road Dog Jesse James and the badass Billy Gunn.
Well, he's hyped. He's ready.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stunt, and you can't teach.
And that, yeah, remember, I told you they're like Guidos, but his name's Colin Cassidy.
This is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't
so,
teach.
So they're just from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this girl is Carmella. She's like, fuck it. I am loath to explain this to you, but she's like a hairdresser. That they made her lose her job, and it just turns out that she's an amazing wrestler.
Ah.
So within about like 3 or 4 weeks of working in the performance center, now she's wrestling. But they've only put her in squash matches where she can win really, really quickly.
Oh, okay.
And she's shit on the mic.
Is she still hairdressing on the side?
It's never explained, but they do mention that she's lost her job. Right places, Rich. Oh, it's a Joyzy thing.
Yeah, that's not annoying.
But they've kind of put her in matches with this girl whose name I cannot remember. Oh, I still have to find it.
She just did a how you do, and that's impinging on Joey Tribbiani's.
How dare you? Joey Tribbiani is a national treasure. He is a New York original.
Everything I know about the Big Apple, I know from that man. I lived through his eyes.
And because of that, I now know that if I go to get my suits fitted, that I won't be molested by the person who's...
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's not to say it won't happen.
But yeah, anyway, so they're kind of begging up this this girl, who they call Blue Pants, who's actually known as Leva Bates. But yeah, she's been kicking the fuck out of her. And they keep on bringing her out because the crowd fucking love her for some unknown reason.
She's confident. She's smart. She's sexy.
He's very tall.
He's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
You can't teach that.
They can't. No.
God knows I've tried to learn.
I've always wanted to be at least 6 foot tall and never even reached that lofty height.
Although, 7, it's probably not great being 7 foot tall. I bet you hit your head on a lot walking into rooms. And you always have to stoop down to talk to people. I'm not looking up, buddy.
Yes.
I stayed in or around average height. That's you're 7 foot, that's your problem. So you look down, I don't look up.
She's billed from Gotham City, Florida.
Blue pants.
Yes, she is 5 foot two. 115 pounds.
Wearing blue pants.
She is. And she's 31 years old, would you believe it? And she's very, very good. I'm a huge fan of Blue Pants. Or, well, her name is Leva Bates. I think I'm going to mention that. She was trained by the Dudleys.
Oh, okay, so...
Yeah, the good Dudleys. Devon and Bubba Ray, not Spike.
So she... Is she also... aroused by putting people through fiery tables? Do they teach that? Okay, drop toe holes. You've mastered that. Next, arousal from fire.
Are we going to get wood? Are we going to get wood from this fire? That's because I said, Baba's got wood! Yeah. That's the thing as well. They did go through a bit where the Dudleys just dropped fuckers through tables. And
there's a lot of like women getting...
Yeah. It was,
Baba Ray in that orgasmic state.
With God as my witness, neither of these girls are amazing. Like, in the ring, you know, they're not stinking it up, but it's all like, oh, like no, like, come on, she's not even pulling her hair, she's just standing there and she's selling it. Like, oh, that, he didn't know. I can actually feel my hair.
That's definitely good.
Oh, that's weird. Oh. But the good thing is about the crowd here is that they're all smarks.
Oh, okay.
Every single one of them.
Oh, so watching that, they'd be like, nah, that shit.
Oh, look, you've been distracted, lad. She's gonna get you. Now you see you've been distracted. You know what that means? Small package. And the crowd go wild. Well,
oh, young Cassidy, you're in trouble now. She won't be happy with that. Oh,
Jesus. That's Enzo Amore, but I think Colin Kessel will probably get it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's a lot bigger. He's a lot bigger area, you know? Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's that they're well aware that this is a pantomime. You know, so... Which it is. It is a fucking pantomime.
So they buy into it more.
And, like, they're cheering her on, you know, even though he didn't do anything. You know, like let's face it, from a wrestling perspective, nothing happened there. But
great small package.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about the lads.
Oh,
she's losing it.
Oh, Jesus, love that. Fuck.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck. You may get out of the ring. He's really hammed it up, isn't he?
You made her lose her job as a hairdresser. Now you're ruining her matches.
Oh, you fucking dick. And she had an undefeated streak as well. Right, so this is fucking CJ Parker. Jesus Christ, he's such an arse. Like, there's no way that this gimmick could ever be anything other than a heel gimmick, as well. You know,
if there's one thing they hate, it's someone being earnest. Like with any kind of message, there's nothing guaranteed to make people hate you than having principles or any kind of message. Unless it's like love the troops. They're like, yeah, fuck you, love the troops. It's like, what about the earth where we live? Fuck the earth and fuck you for saying we should love it.
Earth is a piece of shit, I don't like the earth.
Fuck you. Although, there seem to be a couple of people doing some kind of hippie symbol.
Yeah. They are, and I don't think he even does that much. Well, maybe he does, I don't know. He hasn't really gotten a huge push. At all.
You can break my sign, but you'll never break my spirit.
I mean, it's admirable, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm not looking for admiration here.
Yeah.
He's having a chat with us. I know, he wasn't even listening. Okay, so, this is... what's his name? Baron Corbin. And...
Is he a real Baron?
I don't think so. I think that's actually his name.
Oh, okay.
His gimmick is he's like some sort of werewolf biker. Oh. As far as I'm aware, the crowd count down in his matches, or count up, sorry, because he wins every match within less than a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's. I think this match is a wee bit longer.
It's probably due to his werewolf powers, isn't it?
Probably.
Or his biking powers. Or some combination of the two.
I've actually. Like, this wasn't even a full moon. So, which is probably why actually it was a bit longer.
Because he was a slightly weaker. Yes, okay.
But.
Oh, he's a lone wolf?
Yep, he's got the wolf on the back. I don't know why he's wearing these pants there. They're not wolf pants.
No, they're Undertaker's 1990s pants. You give them back. Those are not yours.
Does me Mark Calloway know that you have them?
I bet he didn't give those willingly.
You weird.
Somebody call him, make sure he's still alive. Seems like this biker werewolf has attacked him in his own home and stolen his pants.
Well, he's a dead man. Dead man walking. But, he doesn't have an awful lot of moves either. But he does have one which is actually pretty impressive. It's the end of days, I think? Yeah, I think it's the end of days, yeah.
Saw that on a sign there.
Yeah, so it must have been. There's Bull Dempsey, the guy. I don't know.
Manager?
No. Guy that he's having a feud with. There was a sign. Oh, geez, no, he's going to go for a body slam. No, he's not. He's going to go for a guillotine.
Is the ref maybe... Obviously, the ref is aware of this feud. Maybe he should have said, you can't be here at ringside.
Well, he's not ringside. He's in the crowd.
Oh.
Oh, here it goes. Follow man. Oh. That's not follow man. Sorry, end this. Follow man isn't...
He's gone the wrong way around there.
Because he had to make eye contact with him, obviously. Like, otherwise... You know... But had
in the
to,
same way as when you ejaculate, you've
got to make eye contact with the person across the street from you. Otherwise, What's the point? You're wasting time.
And an angry point.
Yeah, you're wasting energy. Oh, wait, he's going to speak.
He's got a helium voice. That would be amazing.
Mike isn't even on. Brilliant. Or are we gonna do this? Bull Dempsey looks a bit like Kevin Smith, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
He's got that. He's got the fat and the beard. That's enough, Kevin Smith.
You should have been ready for that. You're in the crowd, kind of golden the guy.
No, he was going to come for you. For fuck's sake, Bull.
This can't be a surprise. Come on. You're golden him. You're giving him like a small.
And he's just punching in the arm. There's our little niche. See the one with the blonde hair?
Ah.
Yeah. he looks. Yeah. I love how. I think they choose just shorter referees. They're probably to have just chosen like shorter referees to make their wrestlers look even bigger.
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
Yeah. Because I've seen like a video of Brock Lesnar picking Little Niche up by his belt. Just puts his hand around the back of his pants and just lifts him up. And
then he goes to the window, tries to throw him outside.
But then he gets thrown outside.
There's a turnaround. Next thing, Brock Lesnar's outside the house just screaming, Wilma!
And yeah.
It's very gimmicky sometimes, wrestling.
Who's this boy?
Is that the young Regal?
It is William Regal. God, has he got an old?
His eyes. Looks like a man who's seen too much.
He does. Your woman there, I can't mind her name. She's fucking useless. look at her lap. She doesn't even know where the mic is. He is Curtis Axel. He's Kurt Hennig's Mr. Perfect's son. Which is why his signature is better than perfect.
Better than perfect.
Don't think that goes down a treat at family dinners?
No. Although isn't Senior no longer with us?
Yeah, but I mean, like, what happens if you turned up?
You shit talking the urn during Christmas dinner. See the way I carved the turkey, Dad?
Oh, of course you're not here, Dad, are you?
Never here. Next
week you will compete here on NXT. Your father's been dead for quite some time.
Let's move on. I want him to see me carve this turkey and this caramel glazed ham
and this stuffing. Look at her though. She's fucking good. There she is, actually. Please welcome my guest at this time, the NXT Women's Champion, Charlotte. Nice try. Charlotte?
Not buying it.
Is, can you remember whose daughter she is?
Ric Flair's.
Yeah. Which is why she has his
Dawn of Man.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, also Sprock Zarathustra. Look at her. Actually, but the thing is, though, she's probably the best wrestler. Like, female wrestler in it. Because she's actually a wrestler as opposed to just being someone who looks pretty. Like, look at her shoulders. Fucking hell.
Yeah, she's.
Near kicked your woman in the face as well. Did you see that? Great stuff.
I'd say she can throw a hell of a dig. Would not like to get punched by her.
No. Charlotte, you've defeated every diva here at NXT. At this point, what's left for you? Blue pants.
Oh, genetically superior. We're all down a dangerous road here.
But I love how you should kind of like, just start smiling like halfway through, you know? Like, she hits a big heel, like phrase or whatever, and then he just starts laughing. He just goes, fuck, I can't believe I just got a pop for that.
I'm healing it up. About to do the most heel thing ever. And start her own far right national front. Oh, that's heat.
Yeah. Alright, so here is the boss, Sasha Banks, and to her left is Becky Lynch.
Is she the
from Dublin?
Oh, she dances, does she?
Oh, it's what PR doing last week was brutal.
Jeez.
Fucking hell. And they made her talk a couple weeks ago. And it was...
She threatened to, like, stab her outside the trigger.
I swear to God, I'm going to...
But no, that she's changed it. So clearly they've given her elocution lessons. Or something.
Bret the Hitman Hart!
Bret Hart?
No, it's his name.
Jim Neidhart.
Jim Neidhart's daughter. Natty Neidhart.
Oh, is there a feud here? Something to do with being from, like, second generation?
Yeah, well, that was how Charlotte actually won the championship, was she defeated Natalya with both Nature Boy and Bret on the out.
Oh, okay.
So Bret obviously didn't want to be there whenever Natty lost. He just went, "Oh," like, he wasn't even annoyed. He was like,
"Oh dear."
We had it so good for a while. Jazz by Lola. I mean, she's going to throw up the horns as well. That's her thing. So that she does the metal horns. Oh, did you see that? She went for, like, the hand and she missed it. Like, wait, are you going to throw up the horns? No, she hasn't actually. Wait. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, went the old eyebrows down.
Who's that Pokemon?
All right, at halftime, we're going to ask that immortal question, Dan.
I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you. Or are you going to ask me?
I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
What? What WrestleMan
Is
Triple H?
Ah! Triple H would be Mewtwo. Because he's Cerebral Assassin. He is the smartest guy in the ring. And little known fact about Triple H, he can fly. Yep, and Mewtwo, as we all know from Pokemon, the first movie, Pokemon 2000. No, I think it's actually just called the first movie. I apologize for that. He masterminded Ash Ketchum and a bunch of other trainers, turned up at his island so we could steal their Pokemon. And Triple H masterminded Stone Cold Steve Austin getting run over by Rikishi. So,
no more needs to be said.
Analogies can be made here and there.
I'm gonna write a paper on this. The man is right.
And what about you? Who would Triple H be?
In history, I think everybody's going to know what I'm talking about. As the second I say it, you're all going to be absolutely, yeah, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H from history is, of course, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Ah, yes.
Very specifically from his time in exile on the island of Corsica. from that time and afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows this stuff, but he invented the sledgehammer so he could travel around Europe giving people the pedigree on sledgehammers, like Triple H, pedigree, yep. Sledgehammer.
Done.
Yeah, it's so obvious, and that original Hunter Hearst Helmsley gimmick was, if my understanding is correct, I spent a lot of time going back, reading the diaries of Napoleon,
mm-hmm.
and really incorporated that, and you can see that in the character.
Yeah. And letters that he sent to his generals.
Yeah. which would later be the influence,
yes.
on DX, and like how he controlled the DX faction. So, and there we go.
You know, he said things like, "Holding this tool in my hands, I gripped the shaft mightily and brought the heavy head down upon my enemy and then thrust my chops against my crotch. Not once, not twice, but thrice, in a cross pattern, and told them to suck it."
And yay, I was the emperor. There we go.
And lo! Triple H could also be Iago from Aladdin, because they've got the same schnoz.
He's less charming than Iago, yeah, isn't he?
And he could also be the planet Arrakis from Dune, because his forehead just looks like a bunch of sand dunes.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Rolling sand dunes.
Rolling sand dunes.
Yes.
That's what he tries to concentrate.
That's when he's
doing his big thinking.
He's going to give himself a stroke if he doesn't go easy with that.
That's just going to tear his ACL again.
Do you smell toast?
You're having a stroke, Hunter. Here, take a Disprin.
Motorhead, come out.
It's all about the Disprin and how you breathe.
He's
just popping baby aspirin in the back. That's what it was, actually, because he needed to take the baby aspirin before he went out into the match, which is why he had the water. But, of course, no one likes taking aspirin. No one likes taking it. So, obviously, he just spat the rest of it at people.
Gimmick born. There we go.
What a guy. What an historic...
gentleman.
Hey, guys.
So Sami Zayn's not going to be in it this week because he's in Canada.
I'm recovering right now. But
Mr. For he is Canuck.
They're on television now.
Shame disgrace.
So he wanted me to sort of hunting some moose.
So caribou? I think they have caribou up there. Don't they?
Yeah. The truth is, I believe you're right. It's probably just skiing up to the moon. Sorry.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've got to shoot you.
I'm sorry. Got it. Yep.
Yep, looks like you're going to get shot. Yeah, he's just firing out a gimmick on his shitty iPhone. Synonymous with my entire career. Like, that's just lazy. And I hate the way they add these wee bits at the side.
Yeah.
What's the point?
I really don't know what to say about it right now.
See, it's just a blurry, zoomed out version of what's happening in the center of the screen.
I'll say to all of you and to Kevin Owens.
Anyway, he's completely over. He's probably the most popular superstar. So yeah, there he is. He's coming back next week. Well, sorry, this week.
Is he the champ?
He won the championship at the end of NXT Revolution. From, what's his name? Adrian Neville. And that's the guy that...
got his nose busted.
He got his nose fucked up. But he's got and clearly he thinks he's the Rock. Because he has the Brahma Bull there tattooed in the arm.
Yeah. What's his style?
He's a brawler. But he's just rough as well. Like there's a lot of like high impact using his weight moves. Like he does an awful lot of sentons, but he did a huge suicide dive outside of the ring as well. And now he's just like been a dick to Renee Young. Disgusting.
She's just doing a job, man. That's, you know,
do a job once in a while. Maybe you'll understand the position that she's in. Twat,
man.
So, this is the Ascension. These are the guys that have gone up to the WWE.
It's facial hair.
A lot of Illuminati confirmed nonsense going on here.
Are these guys Illuminati?
No, they use the... you can see the Eye of Horus there in the center, which is Egyptian.
How could I not see it?
Because, of course, you see it everywhere. Beam of chaos. What I like about NXT is that there's an LCD screen on the roof, but also one on the ring apron.
Okay.
So they can change like the images on the roof as well as the ring apron. Oh, jeez. Yep. The Hideo, the man who invented Metal Gear Solid, of course, otherwise known as Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Get out of here.
He's known as Kenta normally, but whenever he came to NXT, they changed his name to Hideo Itami in reference to someone who I can't remember.
Any good?
He's not great. He's more of a, but he's really over. He's so short he can't even get into the ring apron. But his he's allied himself with Fergal Devitt.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Finn Balor, who is over even more than him. Look, just like, I don't know why they've stolen Taz's fucking entrance. But this.
So you're doing the towel gimmick as well?
Not really.
It's a big one to me.
Yeah, you don't want to take Taz's. But then again, Taz didn't do the heartbeat thing until he came into
WWE.
From Bray, Wicklow, Ireland.
I'd be... We're gonna give you the name of a...
Of Celtic two! Warrior. Of two Celtic Warriors!
Yeah.
Of two, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. Fighting against Zeus and Thor.
Zeus Odinson! Yeah. Actually, was another guy called wasn't that someone called Abraham Washington? Look at him, look. And the thing is, right, Fergal Davitt is built like a tank, and that's what he was dressed up as at NXT or Revolution.
Finn, something changed? Finn has risen.
What?
He says Finn has something changed, and he goes, Finn has risen. I mean, like, great entrance. You know, so melodramatic. Great. But, yeah. Still not great in the ring.
Unimpressed.
Oh, the books. Great facial hair, like you say. Although he does have those Mr. Burns hating shaved head and sideburns. Not gonna be happy with that. The Ascension. Finn Balor, Hideo Itami. Round two. It was Balor and Itami. Do this shite music. Where they kind of do a leg drop in stereo or a drop kick in stereo. But they never get it right. They always fuck it up. It's the fucking easiest thing to do. You just need to run and hit the other person at the same time. See, like, okay, that's not their fault. They didn't fuck it up, but.
Slick from the slick moves by the Road Warriors there.
They actually came out in WWE and said we're better than the Road Warriors, which was something so it was so bad to say that every single commentator commented on. You didn't even get, like, even JBL, who's normally always on for the heels. He was like,
these men, they aren't good enough to stand in the Road Warrior's shadow.
But, yeah. Nice slap.
Take that.
Take that. Bye.
You are no Road Warrior hog.
Road Warrior animal.
I was reading, actually, someone... I think Road Warrior animal is brothers to John Laurinaitis. John Laurinaitis used to be general manager of SmackDown. He used to be a...
Really?
Yeah. And he used to be a wrestler as well, but I don't think he was that good. Sounds like he's smoking 20 a day. He has a big husky voice.
Only puts out this cigarette.
Just light the next one. Smokes in the shower. Smokes right here. Like these two guys are really over, but I haven't seen a wrestling move yet.
Yeah.
This is what really annoys me about them. Is that they just do strikes.
I don't mind that, but they better be like really. It better look really good. Like, I always like when there's someone sitting on the ground like that, and then they like kick them in the back of the head.
Yeah, or in the back, and they just like arch up.
Yeah.
At least what he used to do was his kind of signature move was two-footed stomp to the chest.
Mm.
So he jumped. He'd do that from the turnbuckle or over the ropes, but there's no way to make that safe because you're actually stomping on someone's chest.
Yeah.
But now he's kind of changed it so he just stomps with one foot so that he takes most of the weight off it with the other foot.
Okay.
But I mean, like, if you're jumping off a turnbuckle and both your feet are hitting someone in the chest, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way to lower that.
Yeah, that's too dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, you could break ribs doing that.
Fuck that shit. Stupid.
You know, I mean, I don't know any way that you could not. And also, he never used to land it properly. He just buckled. So as soon as he hit them, he just crumpled into a heap.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's how you break an ankle as well. And yeah, so far I've had strikes, rest holds. More strikes. Throws in the turnbuckle.
Come on, do a body slam.
It's the big, even Hulk Hogan could do a body slam.
It's a big hit and move.
Nice another lead. Strike. Oh, that botched kick to the face.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was. But I reckon that was probably an actual punch to the face. He's like, Hogan, stop hitting me!
Yes. Headlock.
Oh, that's what you need. You like that, don't you? You like whenever they get in the headlocks, rest holds, heavy chat, chin wag, find out exactly what's happening, how's the weather.
Yes! Body slam!
Oh, yes! But that wasn't a body slam by Finn Balor or... Oh! Sidewalk slam! Oh, no! Backbreaker. There you go. Finally, get the other guy in there. NXT superstars, to me, because he is such an athlete. What symbol of the word? The truth is.
That's the sort of Illuminati stuff, no doubt.
Oh, something about the Jewish bankers, mayhaps?
Yeah, in the
mm-hmm.
cabal.
Mm-hmm. He's got the Brahma Bull tattoos, though.
Lizard people.
Of which Obama is one. Wants us to get his vaccinations. Ha!
So we'd all be so turning into lizards.
So we get infected? Is that the way it is? You want to just spread your disease? Spineshank wrote a song about you years and years ago called New Disease.
And nobody would listen at the time.
And, well, probably because, let's face it, the lizard people are, of course, immortal. Oh, Jesus, botched kick. Did you see that? Went for the kick, missed it, sold it anyway. Fantastic, Finn Balor.
Are they unpopular, the two?
They were the longest reigning tag team champions of almost a year. It was 350 something days. Almost a year until Lucha Dragons beat them.
Mm.
But they didn't. They went for the rematch. Then they just started beating up Hideo Itami. So they went from being tag team champions to, fuck it, let's feud with these guys. Why? Oh, just cause.
Yeah.
Why not, sure? So they're over, but they're, you know, and now they're in the WWE where all they do is just fight jobbers.
Okay, so they're just crushing skulls.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, whenever wrestlers go on, like, a huge rampage, that's great, but it happens too often.
Yeah.
You know, like off the top of my head, in the last 6 months, there's been four.
You know, on the same rampage, yeah.
Four on the same rampage, so there's been Bo Dallas, I suppose, he went on a winning streak for about, I think it was 20 matches he went on a winning streak for. Then there's these guys. There's Rusev, who is still undefeated, still hasn't been pinned, and he's been in, by Royal Rumble, he'll be in WWE for a year.
Mm.
And then there's the Baron, Corbin. Still don't know what he's a Baron of. Maybe it's kind of like, it's not even like a title, maybe it's like, you know, Baron Vladimir Harkonnen in Dune.
Could be that he is barren.
Maybe.
Unable to carry child.
I thought he was a guy. But that would make an awful lot of sense. I think maybe he's a female werewolf. Like, you know, maybe he turns into a wolf, but maybe, like, I mean, if you're going to change female animal, wolf. Why not change? I mean, because, you know.
Why not change gender?
Yeah, he'd be changing absolutely everything.
So he's a barren female werewolf.
Yes.
Once a month.
What happened there? Did he just drop his gum shield?
Who's wearing a gum shield?
Something was just kicked out of the ring. I think that one of them dropped their gum shield. I didn't even realize there were gum shields in the ring. I know that Brock Lesnar wears gum shields, but that's his gimmick. Oh, Kurt Angle used to wear it as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the Brock was in ECW. Look, what's that on the floor? I see. Oh, it must be part of. Mustn't be a gum shield at all. It must just be part of their outfit. Hey, just check, get rid of it. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen much, but I think they might be better than the Legion of Doom.
Well, yeah, which Legion of Doom, though? The Legion of Doom? New Legion of Doom? Legion of Doom 2000?
There have been so many Legions of Dooms.
They stopped calling them the Legion of Doom. It's just now... Of course, Legion. That makes sense, because they are Legion, they are many. Yeah.
Unstoppable.
Born from many. There you go, grab his hair. Stupid way to do it. Grab his ear as well. Good man. Oh, grows other ear. Oh, Jesus.
The ear makes sense. The hair pull on a man with short hair. Well, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
That's a cool move.
Yeah. It wasn't even Enziguri. It was just a bicycle kick.
Yeah.
So basically, for a while there, he thought he was in the guy.
I've seen videos of guys doing that in karate competitions.
Really?
Results in a knockout. Yeah, it's mental.
It depends where you could hit them. You know, I mean, like, if you're hitting them with your shin to their... What do you call the front part of the head?
The forehead, or...?
Is it not like... You told me it's not like a collection of nerves there.
Oh, but like up in the temple? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a crack there, or... I think you get one in the neck hard enough as well.
If you get one in the jaw, isn't it? And your jaw goes... And like...
Yeah.
Clamps shut, and it compresses the nerves around the ears.
Yeah.
And you just
drop.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, the ones I've seen have been like knockouts like that. It's very impressive. That's a pretty cool... It's a pretty cool finisher, actually. Because I've never seen anyone doing it in wrestling. So.
It's probably because it's so hard to
not fucking twat them properly.
But also, like, you're hitting the head.
Yeah.
You know.
I just wonder how this, the Enziguri, how do you do it without absolutely cracking them?
I think you just crack them. But you probably hit them with your shin in the side of the neck.
Okay.
Because if you hit the ear,
you're an awful mess.
Yeah.
There's such a slap off it as well.
But I don't know whether that's an actual slap or whether they... Because if you're doing the Enziguri, their hands are free to make... Oh, Jesus, is he actually going to do a wrestling move? No, he's not.
No.
No. No wrestling moves for you. No! Okay, right, so that was a... What was that? Was that like a neck breaker? Cutter of some description? Ah, see, that was the double...
Foot stomp?
Foot stomp, yeah.
That was a pretty good strike.
Roll him over. Oh, he's heavy. Go on the fuck.
Hey, fucking done you.
Fucking done him,
That little girl on the outside like, well, are you serious?
Is that it? Fucking... Is that it?
Beat the fuck out of me. Do it. Heel style.
Nobody will care. Everyone loves you. Come on. You can't do a heel face turn. Or a face heel turn. Doesn't matter. Don't know why he points up. I think if he's Japanese, he's supposed to be from what, Shinto? Yeah. He's a believing god?
So, yeah.
No believing demons. What an impressive victory here tonight. What a way to start. Your boy in the background, he's actually wearing a Finn Balor t-shirt. With the teeth
A lot of pose in there, lads.
Ah, you've won. Fine. What were the boys behind you? They're just seeing your art.
Yeah. It's actually quite rude. So. You know, be humble in victory. Don't go over the top.
So, score.
It was quite good. There was not so much of it that I started to lose the will to live.
There wasn't any adverts.
Exactly.
That's right. Good.
Promos were short because a lot yes. of wrestlers are.
Oh yeah,
they on microphones.
They go out there and they do Shakespeare.
Shall I compare these to a summer's day? No, please don't.
Out, damn it, spot.
16 verses.
Yeah, it's all an iambic pentameter. Talk about how much they're going to kick in the face. Yeah.
You accosted me backstage, you rash egg.
Thou wretched boil. There's probably a reason why they don't let the Undertaker on the mic, actually, because that's he talks in the iambic pentameter. go on.
Oh no, go.
I wasn't going to say anything funny. I never do.
Untrue.
So it was good. It wasn't as good as it normally is. But it was on the 1st of January. They're probably all hungover.
Mm.
There was some good matches there. We had, two tag team matches, one and a half diva matches, squash, and if there was anything else, I'd forgotten about it. And there were very little promos. And a really shitty iPhone thing. So it wasn't amazing, but it was fun.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's.
I mean, at least you can kind of, like, you could probably look at them and say, oh, those guys are heels. These guys are faces.
Yeah.
These guys are over. Yeah, these guys aren't. These guys are the more popular wrestlers for this reason. These are the more popular wrestlers for this reason. You can kind of work out, it's like a who's who.
It's good, yeah, the quality is quite good.
Yeah.
Not, it seems to be a little more, I don't know, no John Cena.
There was no John Cena.
Is a plus because I don't get it.
Five moves. Dolph Ziggler had a brilliant line, which he probably shouldn't have said. He was at a Comic-Con. And someone asked him something like, you know, what would you do if you got a huge push? And he said, oh, I'd do this, this, this. And then I'd steal John Cena's five moves. In a Q&A session, you know, in front of a crowd. I'm like, fuck, you don't say stuff like that about the man who runs the company.
Did he get in trouble for that?
I don't think it went over well with the brass.
Mm.
But he's still in, you know, like, they wouldn't say anything to him because of that, you know. That's the thing I don't understand about wrestlers, is why would you just, like, they're so eager to shit on each other.
Yeah.
You know, and It's not like you're bitching around about someone around the water cooler. You're having to go with someone who at some point probably you're going to be in the ring with, and he's going to have to hit you with a move that can break your neck.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you don't want to start shitting on him.
It's a weird thing. Very, as you said the other day, a lot of alpha males.
Yep.
Don't really understand it.
Don't like it. Don't need it.
Want it.
Yeah. But yes. NXT. Same time next week.
I enjoy that, yeah. Absolutely.
Hell, absolutely. Okay. Alright. That's it. From Dan.
And Shane.
Shit. Thank you very much for joining us. Join us next week whenever we'll be reviewing the Thursday, the 8th of January 2015 episode of NXT, which hopefully will
be a bit better, and we'll see the return of Sami Zayn. And hopefully an actual Divas match this time around that isn't a fucking squash.
You're welcome.
No, no. Put your money away, it has no use here.
See you next time. Bye.